Happy Pentecost. Today is the day that God gives us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who is our guide, our advocate, our counselor, the one who stands alongside us. On this day, we are renewed. We are reminded with ongoing wonder that God continues to act in our lives and in the world. God continues to create. John's Gospel tells us that the Spirit is a Spirit of truth who will teach us all things and bring our remembrance all that Jesus taught us and showed us. You'll recall that at Jesus' trial, Jesus says to Pilate, "Everyone who listens to the truth listens to my voice." To which Pilate responds, "What is truth?" In this way, John's Gospel asks Christians to hear and to strive to keep truth against the odds of a sometimes hostile world. So this requires us to listen. Just as everyone listening to the apostles heard the message of truth in their own languages. It's not a message about speaking in tongues as much as it's a message that with the Holy Spirit, we are, as the contemporary theologian Walter Brueggemann says, given a new capacity, a fresh capacity to listen. This fresh capacity to listen allows us to interpret the needs of the world we live in, to interpret our lives, and to apply Jesus' words and actions to the ever-changing circumstances and ever-changing church. So where do we start? A good place is by listening to God's creation. The Holy Spirit is there and speaks to us sometimes in the whisper of a breeze or the gentle words of a loved one, and at other times in a ferocious hurricane that changes and destabilizes our lives so that it requires us to transform and accommodate this new true path. Thomas Merton, a Catholic monk in the 1960s, recognized the importance of listening and wrote of it with respect to the rhythms of the rain, which he says does not judge or condemn, but which cleanses and renews. He said, "The rain I am in is not like the rain of cities. It fills the wood with an immense and confused sound. It covers the flat roof of the cabin and its porch with insistent and controlled rhythms. And I listen because it reminds me again and again that the whole world runs by rhythms I have not yet learned to recognize, rhythms that are not those of the engineer." The night became very dark. The rain surrounded the whole cabin with its enormous virginal myth, a whole world of meaning, of secrecy, of silence, of rumor. Think of it. All that speech pouring down, selling nothing, judging nobody, drenching the thick mulch of dead leaves, soaking the trees, filling the gullies and crannies of the wood with water, washing out the places where men have stripped the hillside. What a thing it is to sit absolutely alone in the forest at night, cherished by this wonderful, unintelligible, perfectly innocent speech, the most comforting speech in the world, the talk that rain makes by itself all over the ridges, and the talk of the watercourses everywhere in the hollows. Nobody started it. Nobody is going to stop it. It will talk as long as it wants, this rain. As long as it talks, I am going to listen. There is a critical interconnection between the story we heard in Acts, when the wind of God comes down in tongues as if a fire, enabled the disciples' gospel message to be heard and understood by all nations and peoples, and that very same wind that we heard swept across the face of the waters in the creation story of Genesis. This holy wind is the wind that creates and continues to create. And by listening to creation, we can begin to discern what God asks of us. By opening our minds to the incredible diversity and abundance, we can trust that it is all in God's hands. And we can know that our role in this is to treat it with the love that God treats it with, and to treat each other with that same love. Today's psalm that Kara so beautifully sang lyrically praises the order of creation from Genesis. It catalogs the wonders of God's creation from the sky, the earth, vegetation, the sea, the gift of life, and the glory of God. In the segment, she sang, and we all sang together, these wonders are praise, and their interdependence on one another and on the hand of God is made evident. The climax of the psalm is the recognition that all creation and all these interdependencies are made possible through the direct grace of God. We depend on God for life and for sustenance. And in the world we live in, it's far more comforting to be dependent on God, who is faithful to us, than on the systems of governance and structures that would claim supremacy. We hear the Spirit in the rhythms of God, the waves beating on the shoreline, the dance of the northern lights, the dances of schools of herring or starlings. It's the same rhythms that the Essenes, the ancient Israelites, used to listen to when they quieted down at night and listened to the music of the spheres, the music of the planets as they moved. These rhythms show us that God is relational, ever-changing, and transformative. They show us the beauty and power of God's creation, and its power through water and the Spirit to bring about our transformation. People respond to the rhythms of the earth and of the universe and of each other, and we create these rhythms in our worship. Infants press their ears against their parents' chest to hear the heartbeat and are soothed by that sound. Toddlers don't have to be taught to dance. You turn on the music and there they beat to its rhythm. King David danced before God with all his might as they brought the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem with shouts and sounds of trumpets. We hear the Spirit of truth when God's personal and sovereign nature and wisdom are made manifest. The story of creation that's so beautifully praised in the psalm calls upon us to praise God for the diversity and expression of God's wisdom. Because renewal, creation, and diversity are the expression of God's wisdom, to which, as a church, we need to remain faithful. When we continue to listen and discern, we're better able to avoid the traps that come when we become set in our ways, or when we think we know and the other doesn't, we're right and the other's wrong, or when we exploit the earth or each other for personal gain, or when we become an exclusive church where not everyone belongs. The church was born and grew on this day of Pentecost to be listeners to God's Spirit working in all parts of the world, to be heard by all peoples. The church as a community of God, as children of God, we can discern the Spirit in our lives, in our community, and in our world when we pray, and when we push out the noise that sometimes obstructs us from our relationship with God, and when we praise God, and when we love, and when we follow Jesus' commandments. Just as Jesus told Nicodemus, the wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. So it's up to us to listen and to be open and to be ready to move where God wills. We are given the Spirit to remind us of Jesus' teachings, his commandments, and his love. Let those who have ears to hear testify to the Spirit of truth. And as with creation, the church was made for the glory of God. The glory is not complete until we recognize that when the church speaks from a place of the Spirit of truth, it speaks to all of creation, from every tribe and language and people and nation, so that we all may hear. Amen.